this episode of the Third Gallon Podcast.
You're listening to 102.3.
The third gallon.
Micah's angels are gonna break into the Vault of Secrets.
And then Phoebe got you guys up at ass AM
to talk with the Duchess.
And basically, you need to find where Loveless is. Mission, find Loveless.
Yeah.
To start
and
with
kill
that,
her.
We're told to go to the Vault of Secrets, which is a shield marshal facility.
To get in, they're gonna need to hijack a clockwork stagecoach.
Our goal at the end of the last episode was to hijack, for lack of a better word, a stagecoach.
Right.
To ride into the shield marshal's headquarters, the Vault. Basically sneak in there and find Loveless's office.
And to do that, they'll need a good distraction.
Thud, 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 thud. You guys. What do you guys want?
You know, here I thought that we ended on polite, friendly terms, being that you're still alive.
He'll pull out a bomb of Lyserium, and he'll hand it through the slot if it'll fit. He'll say, take this and show it to your boss.
Get ready for a stick-up.
You see, rumbling down the street.
I love that.
All right.
Coming down the road.
Now.
Hey, yo, what video games you be playing?
Oh, actively playing or want to be playing?
Both.
Fuck. Who forgot to start up Jacob?
Yeah, Jacob, did you just reboot in the middle of the silence?
A little bit.
It is now safe to turn your Jacob off.
Boom.
What video games you be playing?
Like Stardew Valley recently updated.
Oh.
And so I've been playing updated Stardew Valley. And it feels good to be playing Stardew Valley when I'm not dying sick, because that's my game I play when I'm sick, so I'm enjoying playing it while sane. I've also picked up The Long Dark again, and I've been enjoying that, trying to get some achievements and the like.
I don't know, dog. The best time I had playing Valheim was when I was on death's door.
Yeah. You are an achievement hunter. You like to try and do
everything. I am an achievement hunter. Right now, I'm working on the achievement in The Long Dark. Restart 1,000 fires in a single game.
Oh.
So I've done 100, so I have 900 to go.
Have you ever achievement hunted Skyrim?
I have done some achievement hunting in Skyrim, but
Skyrim's
not much.
She was the first game I got all of them in.
She didn't want to because she hasn't beat it like the first go through yet. Just wanted to enjoy the first
For my first Skyrim go, I really was just trying to play for the fun of it.
Because of your achievement hunting, you went with JoJo Martin Stardew Valley.
I did it once on a save designed to be sarcastic and full of JoJo only.
You monster.
I called my character JoJo Mall. His cat was named Morris after the JoJo founder. Like, literally, he was capitalism everything, and promptly never really touched that save again afterward. Community center all the way, baby. But yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Praise be to JoJo.
No.
Derek, stop this.
I know what Jacob's been playing.
Oh, what have I been playing? I have been enjoying Helldivers. I've been trying not to play too much because I'm waiting for Derek to get it after
I'm not allowed.
His tasks are completed.
I'm not allowed.
So I've been playing it a couple of times a week without trying to get way too into it. But boy,
sweet liberty.
Helldivers is fun. What I've been playing a lot of, though, is Saints Row, the remaster. It's all right. It's actually pretty fun.
You're a big Saints Row fan.
I actually am a pretty big Saints Row fan. The first one I played was the third one, which I think really ramps up the insanity, because Saints Row is basically just, what if we took Grand Theft Auto, but made it crazy? And I'm down with that.
I literally
could not care less about Grand Theft Auto. I've tried to play it, got bored out my mind.
Mm.
The fifth one, so like the latest one, people love it. I don't. But Saints Row?
The latest one that came out over a decade ago.
Yeah. But like Saints Row? I love Saints Row. I love every single Saints Row. I understand why they had to reboot it, but I miss the old characters. But I will say, the reboot, I think people have been way too harsh on, because it's been super fun to play.
Super fun.
I also can't wait to play Stardew Valley, but I won't play that because I'm busy with Saints Row.
You could. You just won't because you're playing other games and it's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I said. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Saints Row and Helldivers.
The Helldivers soundtrack goes so hard. I can't get over. I want to play that game so bad. It is a me-shaped hole.
It really is.
It really is.
Really,
if only they were dwarves.
They shoot the like Helldivers out of like a spaceship, like bullets to the ground. And then you can fight, you know, bugs, and it's just Starship Troopers. And then you fight the robots. And then it's Space Vietnam.
Liberty.
And the trees speak binary. It looks like so much fun.
We are currently taking back Malevolent Creek. So if you can get in within the next little bit, you could fight on Malevolent Creek.
For Super Earth.
For Super Earth.
For democracy.
Mm-hmm. See, y'all are going on about that. And I'm just like geeking out because one of the most recent updates to The Long Dark was you can see what you're wearing on your hands when you interact with the world.
That's nice.
So if you're wearing blue mittens, you can actually see that instead of puppet hands. And it just makes me happy.
Why are we all wearing gloves?
Puppet hand.
It's like now when you like line up and try to shoot a bear or something, you see your sleeves and your gloves. Which I think is kind of cool.
That is neat. Cool. It's a very nice little detail.
It's a little immersion detail that means a lot more than you would think.
Jarrah, what are you playing or trying to avoid playing?
Oh, God. There's two of them right now, and they're both taking me to the exact same place that I thought I would end up. Hell.
Yeah. Helldivers?
Yeah. No, that's just no. Helldivers has no hell.
Correct.
I'm talking about...
It does. It's called communism. That got Jacob.
I'm trying to think about where I need to start again so that I don't include that.
Stop being a bug loyalist, all right? Chill out. So what are the games you're trying to avoid?
I've been thrown for a loop. I'm trying to avoid getting into Ultra Kill and Devil May Cry.
Which is like two very different types of games. Very Can you tell us the thread that connects these?
My friends on the little box that I always hold think that Gabriel Ultrakill is very beautiful. And my friends on the little box that I always hold think that Dante May Cry is very beautiful too.
And YouTube is aware of what
you
think.
YouTube is aware of the content that I just scroll past. I don't even like this. This isn't even like a based on my likes or based on my search history. I just scroll past this and it's like, hey, do you want to listen to Devil Trigger? The Eurobeat remix?
You want to see a guy in a cowboy hat do a dance?
Hold on to his crotch for way too long. Way too
yes. Long. Oh my God, Dante. Buddy, why?
I love the video that you shared a while back of the streamer who only plays like Call of Duty playing Devil May Cry. And he's so confused by the game. And then that scene comes
that
on.
That scene happens and he just fucking leaves.
It's so funny.
So confused.
He slams his headset down and leaves.
It's a good response. It's a reasonable response.
Mm-hmm. This isn't the first time we've talked about me wanting to get into these games. And namely, me thinking about getting into Ultra Kill. In fact, this happened last night, and I received from both of them, I don't think that you're good enough to play Ultra Kill.
We cleared this up right after you stopped that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, however, it's funnier. They were like, I don't think you could do that.
No. That, we first said...
It's hard. It's a hard game. I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah, and then, but the I don't think you like it and the difficulty did not go together.
Uh-huh.
It's hard and it's not the kind of game you like.
But that was very funny.
Uh-huh.
It was like a 5-second pause and then we were both like, hold on a second. That sounded bad. Yeah. That's not what we meant.
Yeah, it was like 1 a.m. And these two, I thought that they were just like, yeah, suck at video game, cope, seethe, L, ratioed, your mom.
Your mom.
Mauled.
Malding. Oh. Yes. And I just sort of sat there and took it. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess. Damn.
Like the four of us had another go at Lethal Company not too long ago.
Oh, that's not an obsession. That's a good occasional
game. It's
one
just a good occasional
we
game.
We only played that because twice. You were trying to prevent me from playing Satisfactory.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. I was summoned and I was about to go to bed and I had my sleepy time tea and everything was ready to go. And then Jacob says, we're playing Lethal Company. And I have never put down my sleepy time tea so fast and raced upstairs.
That was very fun.
There.
That tea is still sitting there.
Abandoned.
I need. That's nasty, I keep forgetting
bro.
That.
That was days ago, that's, bro.
Yeah, dog. What are you doing?
Abandoned.
I need to get rid of that. No lie.
Derek, what are you obsessed with?
So there is a storm swirling around me. Okay.
Really?
Me and a guy named Travis at work like Satisfactory. You also like Satisfactory.
I do really that enjoy game is Satisfactory.
Incredible.
I just know my limits.
Satisfactory wrong.
But we talk about it at work because I'm a software person. You know, I have a software developer. He's also in it. And just like, if you play video games and you're a software person, it's like a hole exactly shaped to keep you up till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And like the way it works with building your factories and anything. So we've talked about it. And then someone else at work, Caitlin, ended up getting it later on and said, oh, I got this game and started playing. It was very fun. And then that made me start thinking about factory games. And then someone else got a factory game because of that conversation. And now me and Travis are like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to make it through the weekend without firing up Satisfactory again. And so I started it last night.
We've been trying to get Derek to wait for the full release that happens this year.
But the developers are in Sweden.
We don't know when the full release comes out this year. So it's just like,
they don't work from like April to September. God, work yourselves to the bone and lose all meaning in life like a real American.
Democracy.
Democracy. Democracy. Yeah, I know I'm going to get pulled into the Satisfactory loop.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll end up playing it 3 years after it full releases.
Yeah, and I'll enjoy it again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was having this conversation at work because I was so excited about Satisfactory and factory games. Someone at work was like, but it keeps you up to 4 a.m. Doesn't that make you like, it's like addicting, right? It's like, yeah, and? That's not good for you. You know, you want to have like moderation. I was like, okay.
And
I said something along the lines of, we all die someday. We got to have our fun somehow. Which basically, I think ever since this podcast, one point in time we said live fast, die fast. And some Goblin part of life. That has stuck in my brain mm-hmm. ever since.
Yeah.
Listen, if I don't have fun every now and then, I will literally explode. Like Gale from Baldur's Gate 3.
Spoilers. It's
a big explosion.
Listen, if that's a spoiler at this point for Baldur's Gate 3, then I'm sorry.
That's a little fair.
What was the Maxwell video about Baldur's Gate 3? I cast the best spell of all, gun. Or I cast bullet or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I love Maxwell videos so much.
Funny.
Oh, so I don't play a ton of video games right now because I've been really busy. So Satisfactory is one, but I have been watching video game content on Helldivers.
Uh-huh.
And also one of my favorite YouTubers, Bricky, did a full series on all the Remedy games. So Alan Wake, Control, Alan Wake 2. And it has been so much fun. I'm never going to play most of these games. I might play Control.
I really want to play Alan Wake 2. I
Sam
love Alan Wake.
Lake, you hack is the funniest meme because it's so true.
I've had to fight the urge to go back and play Alan Wake and Control.
Really?
Because I loved them that much.
I'm not going to lie. I still have Alien Isolation in my Steam library.
Don't do it.
I feel bad about not finishing it because it was
bad.
A
don't
gift.
Feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Don't the feel person bad. Who gave it to you was a fool.
Yeah. They just wanted you to suffer.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, he very much so thought that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. That was. That
Squander
was,
his money.
Make him suffer.
I told him I was going to hunt him for sport on
Hide
Steam.
It in your Steam library and then send him a screenshot.
Say hashtag too scary. That's what I do with Dead Space.
Hashtag too scary.
I got that over Christmas. It was on sale for like half off or something. Ooh, the Dead Space remake. Because I loved the first Dead Space. I want to play it sometime.
I don't.
Okay.
I watch other people play
it. You should stream it on Discord for us, not actually stream it.
No, I don't want to stream things. That's too much work. I had to set things up and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled out my Steam Deck recently. I've been playing Ace Combat 6 in between builds at work.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that the one Go Dance with the Angels? Or is that
no,
eight?
That's the brand new one. That can't, or
the
brand
seven?
New.
7?
Oh, 7. Sorry. Yeah, 6 is Dance with the Angels. My bad. That game is... That one's weird.
Yeah. Oh, that one's weird.
Listen, they're all weird and a delightful day. That one's kind of really weird.
I'm just waiting for Aliens.
Now.
Oh, that would be sick.
Now I'm fighting the temptation to play Ghostbusters because we just saw the Ghostbusters movies and that video game is a very fun video game.
You should play Project Wingman if you're doing VR stuff.
I missed my chance to buy it on sale.
Oh.
It actually was a decent sale. I had just already grabbed like a $10 Humble Bundle, so I wasn't going to spend a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
Do you know what I'm not fucking playing? Ark Survival Ascended.
No, yeah. All my homies hate Ark Survival Ascended. We really worked on this early access game, released it in a trash state, sold DLC before we released it. Oh, and now, almost 10 years after it first came out in early access, releasing the remastered version in early access again.
Yep.
What the fuck?
It's like, let's just forget that one existed and pick up Valheim again sometime soon.
Oh, I'm so excited for the Ashlands.
When the next update comes,
if Valheim had dinosaurs, it would be everything Ark should have been.
Oh, man.
Power World.
People at work been playing Power World really like it.
Yeah, people love Power World. Apparently, it's a good game.
Mike has been playing Power World.
Apparently,
some of the designs are actually really cute.
Yes, they are.
I just can't get into it because when I look at it, I see Ark.
Yeah, but that's what it is. It's better Ark, from what I understand.
But I've played too much Ark. I have been personally assaulted by Ark.
Sounds like a personal issue.
It is. The game is fine. The game looks great, but it's not for me. It is not shaped for me.
It might be. You're just too traumatized to see it.
I am too traumatized to go in this hole.
Assets have been tainted.
Unity? It's unreal.
Well, it's a video game, so none of it's real.
Whoops.
Centuries before.
You ain't got no marshmallow.
You don't do that. That's my job.
That joke was bad.
I got some video games I'm really fucking disappointed about.
Ooh.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah.
Battlefart.
Battlefront 2 Classic Collection. What the hell?
Yeah.
I love Battlefront 1 and 2, especially Battlefront 2 on PC. I modded the hell out of that. And we're talking about the old 2000s ones, not the newer ones.
The second game I ever had on PC.
It was awesome. It was great. We could play it. We used like Virtual LAN to play together. Still play it. Yeah. But like the new one's like 60 gigs and it doesn't look that much better.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
Luckily, according to articles, they've patched a lot of the issues already, but
it's still 60 gigs.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I'd take it to be able to play Galactic Conquest with you.
Maybe. I don't know if I'd buy it full price now, though.
Oh, no. I'd wait for a sale.
Also,
they don't deserve full price.
I wasn't going to get it because I still need to play the first one, but I was kind of interested in Dragon's Dogma 2, and apparently that game has had problems.
Yeah.
Big time, which just really suck. But one good one did come out that I really need to pick up. It's the Dark Forces remaster. I loved Dark Forces. It's a Doom-inspired Star Wars game. I loved the book series. I loved all the games in that series. And the remaster actually looks pretty good because to play the original, you have to play it in a DOS emulator. And the mouse support does not like look around in the first-person shooter thing. It like moves you or something. It's weird.
Oh.
Yeah, it's old controls before like WASD and mouse were standard. So like the new one has better control support, if I remember right. So that one's a good one. But video games are wild these days. The big ones are big and suck, but every now and then something like Lethal Company and Helldivers just lands and everything catches on fire.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful. Like Valheim. Valheim came out of nowhere a few years ago.
I mean, Power World's the same.
Same thing with Power World.
A lot of good games have come out recently, and in the next 2 or 3 months, a lot of really good games are coming, whether they're new games or coming from Epic Store or coming from PlayStation. There are a lot of games I'm really looking forward to the next couple of months, this weekend, I think. Yeah.
When's
Bloodborne coming out?
I don't know what they're going to do. I'm so angry about that.
That's not been announced.
But Ghost of Tsushima is coming to PC.
Yeah, boy!
I just hope that it's like not a terrible port because some of the Sony games when they've been ported have been not very good.
They get better eventually.
Like God of War was good, but Horizon was bad for a while. The Last of Us Part 1, I think, was bad for a while.
But they get better.
I kind of thought that The Last of Us was just sort of not great.
All I think about when I think of The Last of Us now is Fat Geralt.
Oh my God.
That's
no.
Last of Us 2.
I know. Just Fat Geralt bashing that child. Metal pipe falling sound. Anyway, centuries before the Starstone was raised.
Finally.
The Wizard Kings, Nex and Geb, warred with one another, scarring the land between them into a devastated and magic wasteland. And from the glowing ashes of the Manor Waste rose Alkenstar, the city of smog, a metropolis of airships, skyscrapers, factories, clockwork wonders. To the world, Alkenstar is the pinnacle of innovation and determination to face the finished amount of laws. On its streets, life in Alkenstar is an obstacle race to stay ahead of the competition.
I could cry.
And it is here that desperate group, hungry for revenge, living on the edge of the law, hunts for the one who cast them out. They are the outlaws of Alkenstar.
I didn't like that.
Oh, what didn't you like?
ding, 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 honk, honk, honk. It's a louse.
You're listening to 102.3.
The third gallet.
We've been talking. Jacob got like a desk bell thing, and he likes
like
to ring
service
it.
Service bell?
Yeah, on our chats on Discord, like an asshole.
I remember him trying to hide this little thing he bought. He was trying to buy at Ollie's and to pry it from his fingertips. Like, what is this?
Only $3.
And it was a bell.
Could not. Listen, I use it to emphasize random words. I'll just say the word and go, bing! And of course, I have to say the word bing as well.
He'll just go, swouse, ding! Or like, you'll say something and he'll just ding as soon as you finish your sentence. It's so
I love it.
Irritating and wonderful. We were talking that we need to get like the groan stick that go and just like turn this show into, the worst 6 a.m. radio talk show.
I can get an air horn.
Oh, God.
Our neighbors deserve it.
Yes.
Yes. Loathe, seethe, shit ass. I'm pointing at the floor.
Didn't ask.
Anyway, this is a game where we play Pathfinder.
What?
I've been waiting so impatiently.
What the fuck were we doing last time?
I have notes.
Oh, yeah, we did a book three.
Yeah, we were going to see the
powder keg gunners.
Yes, the powder kegs. We're going to see Glaz and not Opal, because Opal is at the farm.
That's
Opal
right.
is at the farm.
Speaking of beating children, Fat Geralt, let's go find the powder keg punks.
I hate this show.
Speaking of beating children.
Speaking of beating children, our downstairs neighbors.
Oh. But yeah, our goal at the end of the last episode was to ride, not rob, but hijack, for lack of a better word, a stagecoach.
Right.
To ride into the gilded, the Shield Marshal's headquarters, the vault. And basically sneak in there and find Lovelace's office. And to do that, we were going to use the powder keg punks as a distraction.
And to set up before this, last episode, you got back from shoving Mugland off a cliff for his 6-episode anime flashback.
It was real
fun. Where he died, question mark.
Yeah.
He died.
And then you got back to the Barrel and Bullet. You debriefed Phoebe about what had happened and that you dealt with Mugland. And then Phoebe got you guys up at Ass AM. To talk with the Duchess. And the Duchess basically laid out what was going on with the Pyronite situation and laid out how bad it is.
Uh-huh. She said that if we don't successfully intercept this, then she's going to spread the chemical recipe everywhere so that everybody has access to this.
So that
legalized
everybody can
nuclear
burn.
Bombs.
Well, I mean,
mutually assured destruction is only good if one of the
If
everybody is sane, yes.
Yes. That being said,
peace.
It's not like we're in a fantasy world where someone could just cast a spell and blow up a continent anyway.
I mean, not since Aridin pieced off.
Huh? Huh?
But anyway,
he died.
That's piecing off. Aridin has left the chat.
I'm getting pieced off.
I'm gonna piece on you.
Oh.
What?
What? What? Bing?
Bing?
What?
Whoa. Peace be upon ye. Sorry. This is the first episode we've recorded today. Not even the second one. Anyway, you talked with the Duchess, and basically you need to find where Lovelace is. Mission, find Lovelace.
Yeah.
To start
and
with
kill
that,
her.
We're told to go to the Vault of Secrets, which is a Shield Marshal, like... facility.
That's not a great name for your like guard slash police slash whatever group, sheriffs, whatever. The Vault of Secrets sounds very nefarious.
Very nefarious.
It's very fantasy.
Yeah. It just doesn't invoke positive vibes.
Do you know what I bet we're gonna find a fuck ton of in there?
Drugs.
Norgerberites.
You expect that anyway.
It's almost like it's got the Vault of Secrets.
You open up the Vault of Secrets and it's just halflings everywhere.
Norgerberg ever go to the Mwangi Expanse. Shockingly enough, Norgerberg.
What?
Arison. Norgerberg.
Yes! I hate that. I hate that he is a very secular god. If he was stuck in one area, I'd be more okay with it. But he is one of the main three. And
he's on the cover of Gods and Magic for 2E.
beats him to death. I'm beating him to death. I'm okay, smacking okay. his cloak.
Oh, hold.
Drow just punched their microphone.
Oh, that was a bad plan. I'll take that back.
What did your stand ever do to you?
Whoa. Anyway.
Whoa. Norgerber be upon ye.
Wow. Anyway. Whoa.
Are we going to play yet?
Halflings be upon ye.
I'm going to kick them.
You open it up and it's just the thumbnail to that YouTube video for halflings. And they all worship Norgerber. Anyway, so she gave you the mission to go break into the Vault of Secrets. Phoebe gave you the details. Basically, there's a stagecoach coming in with like documents from Martell. It's going to come through town around noon, I believe. Did you hurt your hand?
I hurt my hand.
You need to bust into this thing either stealthily or less stealthily. The thing's already programmed to go into the Vault of Secrets, so you just gotta either hijack it or...
Hitch a ride,
one way or the other. And your thought, after much deliberation, like you said, was to go and talk to the Powder Keg Punks and your old buddy Glass.
And sneak on.
So I think that's where we left off. It's like early morning, ooh, and you guys were going to head over to Glaz's
and what
warehouse.
Time does this carriage do its thing?
It's like either noon or 1 o'clock. I can't remember what I said.
Okay, how early morning is this?
You got woken up by Phoebe to talk to the Duchess at like 5.
Okay. Can we stop for coffee?
We do some shopping, but then we head to Glaz.
Yes.
We have to bend the rules a little bit to do some shopping.
It's fine. This is a fast-paced adventure.
Yeah! Let's go to Glass.
Oh, yes.
Eleanor's got her latte. We are good to go.
Dog, I had an almond latte recently, and I have become a fan of it.
Okay.
It's really good.
I had almond in one of mine, but I don't know if it was the combination. We should play. Never mind. Let's do this. We can't keep doing this.
Highly recommend almond latte if you have one available to you. Very tasty. Anyway, so you head to the... Oh, what is this place called? God, it's been so long.
The Powder Works.
No, it's Widget Works, I think.
Oh.
Widget Works Warehouse.
Hey.
What a lovely name.
Good job.
I looked at this map earlier today, and Al was on it, and he had so many conditions on him.
RIP.
Yeah, RIP.
Wait,
is this the Widget Works map?
Yeah.
We just walk in, and Al's body is there.
What? How did this get here? He didn't die here.
Oh, wow. I have an encounter open from the last time we were on this map that just has Bitey on it.
Yay!
Because you guys opened the door, saw the snake,
and closed it.
You spent so long
looking
trying
to open
that
door.
And then you opened it, and we're like, oh, fuck. Because, like, nope. Al wasn't even healed up all the way. And there was a snake, like, right in front of him. Oh, that was good times. Good times. Put you shit asses on the map.
I know how to bargain with them.
Explosions?
I have the recipe for Lyserium.
Ooh.
They love that.
Hmm.
It's not pyronite. It's literally just alchemist fire. But it's special.
But lighter.
It's lighter. That means they could carry more of it.
Exactly.
They would love that.
Let's arm
bargain
this pyrokinetic group, pyrokinetic pyro people.
No hard feelings, right?
Look at that pretty goblin.
He is a funky looking goblin.
Phone.
He's so colorful.
Yeah, he got bullet tooth.
Oh, that's right. He's a monkey goblin.
Bullet tooth. Glass bullet tooth.
McMurray Smith.
Bullet tooth Schmitty. That's him.
Okay, so I've already put you guys on the map here, but your characters are going to walk up to the door. What do you do?
Knock.
Thud, 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 thud. Thud, thud, thud. Who is it? What do you guys want?
I would like to ask real quick, didn't we kill every one of these people we met?
No, you didn't kill all of them.
Oh, okay.
And who is this?
Oh, I'm leading this.
Yeah,
stick.
You got
all
the
right.
Jacob just pointed
you
at
you. You got the diplomacy score.
You got diplomacy.
I'll aid, but
yeah, I
can
offer
good,
aid because I've got
a big number person.
I've got +3 charisma. I can offer to aid.
Chester doesn't got the riz.
He's learned some riz. He's still got +11, but he's not.
He's not goated
not
with correct. The sauce.
He's not goated with the sauce.
You know, here I thought that we ended on polite, friendly terms, being that you're still alive.
Yeah, okay, well, like, what do you want?
We actually want to work with you.
You killed a lot of people.
Yeah,
as
I'm sure that
you.
You've killed a lot of people, too.
Yeah, but you killed a lot of our people specifically.
Oh, no. Anyway.
What do you want? You want to work with us?
Yes, actually. We have a lead on a very interesting carriage coming into town. And we think that you would be interested in absconding with some of the stuff on it.
Make a diplomacy check.
Chester will also add to this. He'll pull out a bomb of Lyserium, and he'll hand it through the slot if it'll fit. And he'll say, also, if it'll help our chances, take this and show it to your boss.
Aid your diplomacy check.
Plus two or plus one?
I have to hit a 15 to aid, don't I?
I think so.
I got a 13.
Oh man, are we gonna fail?
What was your total, Drow?
19.
Hold up.
Well, that's not bad for their level.
I rolled a 4.
Oh. We're so high level.
You rolled a 4 for a total of 19?
Uh-huh.
Well, that is more than enough to be like,
yay! Huh.
What is this green thing you're handing me?
It's Lyserium. It's better than Alchemist Fire. It's similar, but better. Show it to your boss.
All right.
There's more where that came from.
He takes the Lyserium.
Chunk.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
In the distance.
Let me mark one less Lyserium.
And then you hear
that was a moderate
sliding
one,
open
by
the door. Open the door. You see him like actively smoking and on fire with little singes of these monkey goblins, like singes of his hair.
Oh, is Glaz at the door?
No.
Oh, okay.
One of the minions is like, that was a pretty good bomb. Glaz wants to see you. Although he doesn't sound super thrilled that you're back.
Ow, he'll like us eventually.
And you go back into the room.
We grow on people.
That sounds like a condition you should
a
get
fungus.
Checked out.
Wink.
Let me move you guys around here. You see Glaz again. I'm going to show off his sick art.
Please, I would love it.
He's so fun.
Is he sick?
Look at him. Look at that
just
guy.
Just a cool little guy.
He's such a pretty guy.
He's look still got his gun. He's repaired his armor from what you can tell.
He's ripped, too. I don't think I noticed it last time, but he's like ripped for a goblin.
He is terrifyingly dehydrated.
Yeah.
And he's got a bullet tooth.
He's got definitely some more scars than the last time you saw him.
Oh, no.
Did I do that?
Afternoon, Glaz.
Well, 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 well. It ain't the stinky interlopers who came and ruined my operation.
I don't smell bad.
You smell so bad.
Maybe we should just kill them.
I like that you see another scorch mark, a fresh one on the ground, still like smoking. I like that green stuff you brought. That was pretty cool. You're not fighting me this time. That's pretty great.
Yet.
So what do you want?
We want to work with you. We need manpower, and we think that we, have a quest that would be of interest to you, actually.
I'm listening.
Psykir will describe what we talked about.
So you want us to stick up this automatic stagecoach thing while you sneak on board. And what's in it for us?
Chester holds up another bottle of Lyserium.
Oh, just one?
The formula for it.
Oh, I don't care about numbers and math.
You can make your own.
I didn't go to school. Do I look like I know how to read alchemical formulas?
Are you telling me that of all your minions, they're all idiots? All of them? Every single one?
We set ourselves on fire, dude. I don't know what you think of us.
That's a cultural thing. It doesn't mean you're stupid. A goblin on fire is a normal thing.
Listen, I'm the boss.
Where do you get your explosives from then? Do you just steal them?
Yeah. Then people makes them for us for if they want us to do jobs.
Okay. Do you want to be a supplier then?
Do we just make him some and he'd be happy?
Yeah. Give me some time. I will make you Lyserium. The formula is much more valuable, but I guess if you're too stupid to make it.
This is not the time to be insulting him.
It's not that hard. It's like a level one item.
Listen, I'm the boss of this game and I'm a creature 4. All my minions here are creature 0.
You telling me none of them are alchemists?
Anyway.
Glaz,
granted that you're not an alchemist, you are still a bombardier. That the right word? I think so. We have something that could be of use to you, especially granted your small stature, something light but something powerful.
Yep.
Something akin to yourself. We can supply this to you, if only you would help us.
The Lyserium.
Help me help you.
Listen, you give me 6 of them Lyserium Johns and let us buy some more as we get some cash in, and I'm totally sold, dude.
I only got 3.
What if we give him an installment up front? Yeah.
Nope.
What if we give him like 1 or 2? Or just like,
You could mark off the gold for 6 if you want to think of it that way.
So 18 gold pieces?
Let me double check and make sure Lyserum doesn't cost more because it's weird.
I think it does cost more.
I'm sure it
What's
does.
What's it say on Hippolab?
Oh, it costs double.
Okay, so 36 gold pieces.
Yeah.
Party pool it?
We could probably pull it out of the party pool. Yeah. It's for the party.
All right.
The greater good.
That's right. We will effectively give him 6 Lyserium.
All right. Wow.
36, that's 60.
You guys are all loaded now that you stomped on my little gang.
I wouldn't say that.
Why wouldn't you say that?
Because I don't have any money.
Just spent it all.
I look forward to doing business with you. Let's just say that.
Oh, I see. Well, I can spare 4 of my guys here to go harass that truck, that wagon automated stagecoach thing. And yeah, this'll do.
Good enough for a distraction?
Wait, are we not getting Glass himself?
Hell no.
Aww. Cat speaking.
I gotta feed Bitey today. I'm booked. Because this is happening like later today.
Yeah.
Can we not get Batty too?
No.
You mean you don't have him trained?
Dude, he's trained to eat people when I open the lever.
Oh, that's fair enough.
These guys are gonna get slaughtered.
Hey, Glass.
That's what they do.
Glass will get his Lyserium.
All right. So you have a distraction.
Chester will also give them one other item. He'll give them the instructions. Take this. And after you throw your first bomb, throw this right at the carriage. He's going to give them a smoke stick grater.
A smoke stick grater?
Yep. That way it'll cover us getting to the carriage.
Ooh.
And if Chester throws it, it might be odd. But if they throw it...
It's not going to be weird at all.
Yeah.
Clever boy.
All right. There's going to be 4 of them. How many do you want?
I'm going to give... They only need 1 smoke stick, so I give 1 to the group.
Okay.
It's a smoke stick, and it's a 20-foot burst.
I see.
And that'll cover our entry.
It lasts for a minute, so when it goes off, we have a minute to secure our position in the carriage. And let me mark that off of my alchemical science. No, never mind. I cannot do that. This only lasts until the end of my current turn.
So
it's
okay.
Make it, use it. I cannot do that. My bad.
Wah, wah, wah.
We can still... probably use it if we're clever. So, never mind.
That was clever, though.
So you tell them where to be and what time?
Yep.
Let's make a check to see how reliable they're going to be.
Oh, don't do this to us.
We did pick the powder peg.
All right.
Powder keg punks.
Well, if they don't show up, we're going to have to bring vengeance down on them.
You can put da hurtin' on them if you need to.
We'll have to show them managed democracy.
Anyway, 20-meter radius emerald splash. Okay, so you have your distraction hopefully set up. What do you want to do?
Let's go figure out our spot to set them up.
Yeah, we'll go to the opposite side of the road from which they will be attacking.
Okay.
So that the carriage is between us. That way they attack the carriage, the people in the carriage look at them, and hopefully we can sneak up behind them.
All right. I have moved you guys to a map. Can you see it?
Oh, boy. Here we go. It always makes me so sad to see Alonzo still in the party whenever he's Algonzo.
Algonzo? Yeah. My goodness. Okay, so you are on the road now. You're waiting for this carriage to come through. You know that your powder keg punk buddies are going to be on the... you're going to wait for the carriage to pass you, and they're going to jump in front of it, if that makes sense. If we're looking at the map in cardinal directions, they're going to try to jump in front of it to the east. And so your plan was to either also get in front of it or jump in front of it or jump behind it after.
We want to be opposite of the goblins so that when the carriage stops, we can sneak up behind the shield marshals.
All right. So you see the carriage here in the middle of the map?
Yeah.
That's effectively going to represent the one coming into town. Place yourselves on the map.
Now, the question is, do we want to try and sneak on without the potions and save them for the vault, or do we want to use them right away?
I don't know.
To guarantee that we can get in without causing a ruckus.
I say we save them for the vault.
Okay. Because Chester has a decent but not phenomenal stealth.
What about Sykir? That's the other question. Because I could stealth my way up there with everything but a bad roll.
14.
Oh, yeah, I have 14
stealth
as well.
Let's do it.
Also, I am going to use my wand that I bought to cast a spell on me before the carriage shows up.
Okay.
I will.
Do you check your clockwork watch?
He's a hex boy and he's going to cast a spell on me.
I use my trick magic item to make it think that I am a wizard. and I cast Long Strider level 2 on me.
I am a little wizard.
So I have it for 8 hours.
I am a little wizard.
I am a little wizard.
Okay.
My speed is now 35.
Hot dog.
You require a spell to meet my base speed.
All right, so place yourselves on the map.
How many bombs can you make, Eleanor?
Place yourselves on the map, please.
All right.
I have you in the corner here, but spread yourselves however you like, knowing that this, on the map, the stagecoach is already, like, fixed in place.
Can I get up on a roof?
You might draw some attention, and I would need a climb check, but you could.
I have a climb speed.
Oh.
You'll need shit.
You know what? Derek, if you don't mind me doing a bit of take backsies, I could give them a smoke stick.
How?
I just wouldn't make as many bombs the morning I made it.
Okay.
You okay with that?
That's fine.
All right. They have the smoke stick.
They have a smoke stick now.
A big
one. Good for them.
Okay.
I just realized it's a lot to keep up with. I have two different sets of alchemy I can do.
Alchemy. Is this where you guys want to be? Do you want to be on the roof, Psyche, here? I thought you were going to try to sneak onto the thing.
Yeah, I'll just sneak.
Okay.
I thought we were going to be on the other side.
And they're coming from the east?
Yes.
Never mind. I'm a failure. I don't know how to plan ahead. I can't do that with my level of alchemical specialness from my dedication. I can't make an item that big. I can only make an item level 3.
Bro.
I'm trying, okay?
Do they have or do they not have a smoke stick, Jacob?
They don't. I'm sorry. I tried.
Oh my goodness, you're worse than the other player and the dog in our Rime of the Frostman game. Is it a dog or is it an axe beak? Make up your mind.
I try so hard, I was just wrong. I'm so sorry.
Jeez.
Forgive me.
Okay, they don't have a smoke stick. DM, hard rule.
No.
They only have what they have.
They don't.
The coach is coming. Are you where you want to be, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, pre-planning step of the Payday 2 heist is over.
Where are the body bags?
I will shoot you. I will make a marshmallow gun and shoot you in the face.
So is it coming in from...
It's coming from the right side of the map to the left.
The only thing that's missing is horses.
Should we be waiting on the left side then? So we have.
They're going to jump in front of it on the left side, so you can do that if you want.
So they're jumping like out from behind this cart over here. So
they're going to jump in front of it.
Yeah, but like we want to be opposite of them, which is where we are.
That's up to you.
That we are the opposite of where they're supposed to be.
If that's what you want, you could also jump in the same side, whatever you want.
Oh, no, where we are right now is the opposite of where they're going to be.
Yes, oh my goodness.
That's what I was asking.
Is math.
where we want to be.
Okay.
Right.
Are we good? Can we start this heist?
Yeah.
You see, rumbling down the street, powered by two clockwork steeds that are for some reason not drawn here, and I'm very disappointed at this map.
I wanted to see the robot horses. I love that.
All right.
Coming down the road, you see sitting on top of it are two shield marshals.
They look like nubs sticking out from underneath the wagon.
That's grand. It looks like they're hiding. So they're supposed to be four, right?
Yes. I think these guys are supposed to be on top, though.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Because remember, we were told that they are not inside the carriage specifically.
Yeah, they sit on top of it. This map is wrong. I can fix this.
Were we told specifically which two were the known to be corrupt ones?
The ones that look more like it, pretty sure.
There we go. Can you see them now on top of the wagon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see inside there are also two other people.
Inside?
Inside the stagecoach.
I think the ones inside are the ones we're supposed to spare.
I thought we were told specifically there was supposed to be no one inside of it. They were on top of it.
You were told that there were going to be four people.
Oh, how do we... Okay.
And the ones inside, very funnily, so I'll go through real quick here because there's a lot of art.
Mm-hmm.
The two inside, one looks like a vampire. The other one looks like an elf. They both have glasses on.
Oh my god.
Nerds. I think
it's pretty obvious
Poor
who
things.
The scribe-looking people are. And then the ones on top, you've heard, are Otto and Lily, which should have a mark that symbolizes them as being part of Loveless's gang.
That's right.
This is Lily. And then Otto just looks like Silas from our Rise of the Rune Lords game.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Gotta keel him.
Show me the nerds.
Here are the two inside.
Oh, they're nerds.
Oh, no.
Look at them.
I like that little Dampier and her tiny itty-bitty little fangs.
Itty-bitty little teeth.
And I love that her nose is actually a little...
I'm a like, quarter vampire.
She might be
batty.
Part Nosferatu.
She's got like...
She's got the vampire eyebrows.
She's got a pointed nose. But like it's pointing down and the nostrils go up just a little bit like a vampire bat's.
So what, are those the two we're supposed to spare?
Chester loads his musket. There can be only one vampire.
Oh my God.
She
buddy.
Said, Dunsmith told you there's four shield marshals. Two are Otto and Lily and are toughened warriors believed to be associated with Loveless, capable of putting up a real fight. The other two, Peyton and Oakley, are shield marshal bookkeepers. Responsible for auditing and managing the vault stockpiles. I wonder who the bookkeepers are. The two with glasses or the two with guns?
Well, it might be a subversion.
It might be. You never know. Anyway, this cart with its clockwork horses comes steaming down the road. And on time, although maybe later than you would like, the powder keg punks jump out. Let's roll some initiative.
All right, let's go.
We suddenly have an issue. I don't know where we're supposed to hide on this thing. Maybe we can crawl underneath it.
Can I use stealth?
Oh, yeah. We would need to roll stealth for our initiative.
You would actually have to roll stealth for your initiative if you want to be hiding.
All right.
Okay,
luckily, I got...
That been worse.
Improved initiative.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I got a 25.
I never crapped my dice.
Cool.
You need
dice.
I'll
just use a dice roller, I guess. Chester Williams.
I got a 10 on the die for 24. No. 26.
Six.
I have improved initiative.
Eleanor.
Yes. Jesus. This is weird.
And we're rolling stealth, right?
Yes. It's the first time I've ever rolled stealth for initiative.
Wow.
I haven't done this since Al.
This is like the first initiative Al ever rolled with stealth in the bank when you stab the robot.
35.
Oh, hot dog. Well, Eleanor, you can act first. You are pretty confident you're undetected. The carriage's back is facing you. It looks like it's screeching to a halt now that the powder keg punks are like out in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see that like while there's the front part where like the two nerds are riding in, there's like a cargo area.
Oh, is there enough room there for us three to hide?
You don't know yet.
Okay.
I can go find out.
All right. What do you want to do?
I'm going to dash up there and see if I can see a place to hide.
All right, so you get up there. You're also confident that they haven't seen you. You see that there's basically like a double door situation where it's latched. You're going to need to spend an action to open it up.
That's fine. I have two actions left, so I'll open it.
All right, you definitely see there's space in here, but you're going to need, you know what, I'll say with a 35 stealth check on your with your initiative, you could hop in here if you want.
Ooh.
And be undetected.
Ooh.
Inside, you basically see a bunch of like banker's boxes full of documents.
Oh, I'm so hopping in there.
That is so sick.
All right, so we'll go ahead and put you in here.
Oh, I hope beyond hope.
What?
We can do this. This will work.
All right, well, I've already managed it.
But Eleanor is in the bag.
In the bag.
Put it in the bag. All right, it is Lily's turn. Lily sees these four goblin punks jump out. And what the hell are you going to do, Lily?
These poor goblins. These poor goblins. Maybe we'll get lucky. Maybe Derek will fumble and then Derek will critical.
Maybe.
Are these goblins or are they also the gnomes? Are a bunch of short beings about to die, Derek? Oh, it's our fault.
Uh-huh. She is going to shoot with her Giselle at one of them.
Ooh.
Oh,
I like that gun. I looked at that one before.
Oh, no. She rolled a natural 17 for 36 against its AC of 16.
It's like double criticaled.
Oh, Lord.
Does Giselle have fatal? Or is it the other weird one? The
fatal aim.
Oh, okay. That's not the same.
It's not?
You have to take like an action to aim it or something. Here, let me.
I could have just done it, but I'm not going to. It's not going to matter.
Oh, if you're using both hands, it counts as fatal.
Okay.
This is the trait I was mentioning earlier, that you have to actually use an action to let go, as opposed to other weapons where it doesn't matter. Because having both hands on it gives you the fatal trait, and having one hand does not.
I see. All right, I'm going to this is going to be, it's a D12 because of fatal aim.
Oh, yep.
Plus 3 for John.
Ooh, fatal John?
All right, so that's going to be 13 times 26. It had 13 hit points. You're dead. She kills a powder keg punk.
We just sent them on
shot.
A suicide mission.
It's okay. They knew what they were getting into, maybe.
She's going to reload. And then shoot again.
Oh, no. They're going to kill them all before we can even go.
As she hits normally. Okay, minimum damage. 4 points of damage.
Oh, okay, that's one not lives. Bad.
So she takes aim and just blows the head off of one of these powder keg punk gunners. Reloads. And shoots another one. Okay.
Okay.
Things are happening. Uh-huh. Chester Williams, it's your turn.
Really?
Yeah.
Can Chester just do what Eleanor did?
You can get up there, but when you get in, I'm going to need a stealth check.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Did I only get to do it as well because I rolled so high?
You rolled really high.
Chester will... Oh, that's a measure tool.
Because you beat them in initiative with your stealth, so I was like, you can get all the way in without them seeing,
Chester will move 35 feet.
Oh!
Up to the carriage.
Door's already open.
And then he will roll a stealth check. I love you, Chester.
Is it a natural 20?
It's a natural 20.
Natural 20.
So what's your total?
34.
But yeah, you run up, you dive in, and you land perfectly, and you don't make a sound.
Oh.
Did he run into me, or is a natural beautiful. 20 enough that he did it artfully?
I was smooth as butter.
He lands right in your arms, Eleanor.
What is sound? I don't know, because you didn't hear anything.
Yeah, you dive in, and you're suddenly spooning Eleanor. You make
it. I am uncomfortable.
I'll do that. Chester's new scarf accidentally stabs Eleanor.
The dice tell the story. So Chester, you're in there now.
You got this, Sykir.
You got this.
Sykir, it's your turn.
Oh, God, I'm going to try and
unless you had
thing.
A third action, Chester.
I'm debating whether or not to do a smoke stick.
You could just do that.
But, that wouldn't that just draw unneeded attention to us?
Five. And
could
then,
be your signal for them to bail.
I'm not letting them bail.
You just want them to die?
Yeah, I don't care.
What are you going to do, Psycho, then?
I'm going to get up to the thing and try to do the exact same thing.
Do you have to spend two moves?
Yes.
Okay. All right, make me a stealth check.
But we opened it for them.
I couldn't do a smoke stick anyway because I had to use another action to get into the carriage.
Yep.
And then there's the two, and then I will do my stealth check.
Okay.
Question mark.
25.
Oh, 25.
Nice.
That's not bad.
With the 25, that's actually exactly the DC you need to hop in and hide amongst the things.
Yes.
So now you're in the back, and basically there's a wall between this carriage part in the back with all these papers. So you can hide amongst them. You've spent all your actions, but the doors are still open.
Oh, Chester, he had an action left over. He could have readied an action to close it when Sykir gets in.
It takes two actions to ready.
Then never mind.
So you're back here. You can hear the shield marshals above you being like, God damn punks, I thought they were wiped out. And then the nerds in the bottom are like, what's happening? There's guns. Holy shit.
Don't worry, Nod.
This isn't going to show up on...
I'm joking.
When the trees start speaking Chester. Okay, so Sykir, you also dive in quietly. It is Powder Keg Punk Gunner number 3's turn? No, Jimmy!
I don't like this. This makes me feel sad.
We just sent them to the slaughter.
Sent them to the Shadow Realm. Shadow Wizard Bomber Gang.
If they were smart, they'd run
oh
now.
Oh my god.
No, we have to close the door. Their job was attack the carriage.
I'll close the door. I'm stealthy.
We have to wait till it's your turn.
My turn's coming up soon.
Okay, so one of them's going to do 3-action toss and shoot.
Ooh.
Basically what happens is it throws the bomb up in the air and then shoots it, alchemist fire, and it lands on the carriage. The carriage catches in little places, and these guys are going to have to make a reflex save on top of the carriage.
That's kind of cool.
But they never did that to us.
Nope.
That's neat.
Their bonus is higher than the DC, but whatever. Natural 20. Another natural 20.
What is happening here? They're such badasses.
So this guy hawks an alchemist fire, shoots it, catches parts of the carriage on fire. It looks awesome. These guys duck out of the way entirely and take no damage.
This is beautiful. This is wonderful.
We should have gotten stronger people to fight for us.
No, they're all they need to be is a distraction. They're doing their job phenomenally.
We are definitely
it's
not good
Otto's
people.
Turn. He's going to shoot this poor fucking goblin. Okay, natural 9 for still a critical hit.
No, are you
natural 9 is a critical hit? We are monsters.
Single shot takes out another one.
We are monsters.
Ford with 28 points of damage out of their, 13 hit points. Just blasts it in the chest after ducking out of the way of its bomb.
Oh, these poor things.
Okay.
It's okay.
The
it's over
fast.
The
third one's going to go. And it's just going to throw the bomb at Otto.
Was that he only used one turn?
Oh, you know what? You're right. He can reload and shoot. He'll shoot at the next one in line.
You are
Let's
a monster.
Go. Oh, wow. A regular hit.
What did he roll to get such a low?
He rolled a 14 with his map.
Minus 5.
Okay. Second attack.
Yeah. Normal damage is still going to be 8, which, wow.
Does that kill it?
No, but that's a lot of damage for this thing.
It's on death's door.
Okay. And that's his turn. Okay, now it's the John's turn. I'm just going to throw a bomb. I think I miss.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, I miss with the bomb, but I do splash damage. I'm not even going to bother recording the amount of damage. There's no point. So it is now the bookkeeper number one's turn. Oakley goes, oh shit, oh my god, what's happening? Fire! Oh god, that goblin's head blew up. And then the last powder keg punk gunner is going to go, oh, you poor...
And say, fuck this and leave?
No, they're too stupid to do that. Listen, did they ever do that with us? They did.
I think this one is just going to run.
There was a point where one of them ran from us, and we killed it before it could get away.
Because we are monsters.
Or was that Dewey?
This one's going to spend 3 actions
that may
to just...
Actually...
See ya!
Execute GTFO protocol.
And then the last bookkeeper is going to go, and they're going to spend their turn screaming. All right, Eleanor, it is your turn. You're in the carriage.
I'm going to use my actions to stealthily close that door.
Roll a stealth check, please.
Natty 18. 35 again.
Yeah, you critically succeed. You guys are not only in this carriage now, you close the door up, and you are, hidden amongst this piles of paperwork boxes.
Goddamn.
Congratulations.
Massive success on our part.
So you guys are basically done. It's Lily's turn. She's going to execute this last goblin.
Can she not shoot the one that ran away?
He ran behind a building, actually.
Yeah, he actually got away. And
lived. 24. I rolled a natural 5.
Hey!
She's still going to hit, though.
She's probably going to kill him. Oh, no, this one has full hit points. Hot dog.
Another might survive.
He might live.
She gets to reload, though.
Yup. Second attack.
One will live at least.
Oh, that's a critical hit.
Oh my
one
god,
lived.
No, what?
Oh, we are
I rolled,
monsters.
Natural 13 for a total of 27 was a critical hit.
God.
27. This plus 14 with a minus 5.
18 points of damage is just going to blam shoot this one. One lived. Yup. See ya. Yeah, you hear
we
them.
We salute you,
bam,
goblin.
Bam! And then you can hear the shield marshals go, damn, goblins. Stupid shit. What are they even after here, anyway? And the carriage just boom, 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 runs goblins. Over them as it keeps going forward.
Oh, my god.
It's a good thing we got Opal to leave this game when he did.
Why were they after us? What do they want? All we got is these papers. Oh, they're goblins. You never know with them. These powder keg punks are lucky they just didn't set everything on fire. The papers are speaking Chester. And they keep the carriage keeps on riding. Congratulations, you solved my stagecoach puzzle.
Yay!
It keeps on riding, and it makes it into the Vault of Secrets. You hear it slow down, and then outside just... And then it starts and goes in, and then you hear... Big heavy doors closing behind you. They holster their guns and start chit-chatting on their way in.
Can I eavesdrop?
Yeah, it's very easy to hear them. You know, one time I killed 15 little pyrokegpunk-like goblins in a junkyard once. They had infested it like rats. Goblins hate them. I'm racist.
Oh. I'm racist.
Well, goblins aren't so bad. Oh, shut up, you fucking nerd. Oh.
Very, very quietly. I think we're going to have to kill this guy, Chester.
Yep.
And so, yeah, you get into the Vault of Secrets. The carriage goes in. You hear the heavy doors close behind you. And then you hear it stop. You don't hear anyone get off. And then you hear ding, 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 and start feeling yourselves descend.
Oh,
oh no, go no. Down. That's scary.
And down, and down, and down. And then it goes chunk, ding, 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 ding. And the clockwork steeds start up again as they ride in. And then it like parks, beep, 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 backs up, parks, beep, 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 backs up.
Backup alarms.
The backup camera is just Chester's face. Or Psycheer at the thing.
A tail flicking across it every once in a while.
This is the first time I've seen a Mustang use their turn signal.
The four of them all pile out after it parks and start walking away. Hey, you guys want a sandwich? I'm fucking starving. There's a good bodega down the street. Let's go get some Philly cheesesteaks. Oh, I don't know if I could eat anything after seeing that goblin's head explode. Oh, you fucking wimp. I'll shove a sandwich down your throat.
What's wrong with this guy?
This guy needs to die.
He invited them out to eat, though. That's, like, oddly nice for a bully.
And then they leave you alone. You don't hear anyone around you. They've left. All four of them have piled out of the carriage.
Can we wait like an extra minute or two just in case someone forgets something and they want to come back?
You wait about a minute and you start to get anxious because you don't know when someone's going to come back, but it sounds dead quiet out there.
There we go.
Chester, wait.
I will sneak out first because I'm the stealthiest.
You do it.
Okay, make me a stealth check.
36! Natty 19! No, 17.
All right, let me take you to a new map. All right, Eleanor, I put you on the map. Can you see yourself?
I do.
All right.
As it is, do I need to do like perception and roll for people to see people, or is there nothing for no one for me to see?
You don't see anyone out there. You exit the carriage. You don't see anyone around you. You look and you see on the one of the there's two different doors here, one northward and one southward. One of them says Vault 14. Which you know is Lovelace's office. Mm-hmm. And the other one says Vault 15. It is dead quiet. And we're going to get to Vault 14 in our next episode. Oh,
come on. We just here.
All right.
Congrats on a successful stagecoach heist. This you didn't even have to stick them up.
Stealth.
This feels good.
I feel dirty.
Those goblins got slaughtered. But it was for the greater good. The greater good.
One got away at least. Good.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Third Gallon Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider subscribing, rating, and reviewing us. If you want to see more from us, check out our website, thirdgallon.com, or follow us on Twitter. We are at thirdgallon, that's T-H-I-R-D gallon. We are also on Threads, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook with the same handle, at thirdgallon. We also publish a video version of this podcast on YouTube, which you can find on our channel, the Third Gallon Podcast. If you'd like to support the show, check out our Ko-fi page. You can find us at ko-fi.com/thirdgallon. That's ko-fi/thirdgallon. Our theme music for this season is Delta Rust, composed by Andy Ellison. Our ambience for this episode was composed by Michael Gelfi, and you can find more of his work on his YouTube channel, Michael Gelfi Studios. And you can support his awesome work at patreon.com/Michael Gelfi. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.